Are we ready to, are we recording generally? We're ready? Okay.
Sorry.
All right, well, welcome everyone to our Board of Trustees meeting today. As you all know, we originally planned to have this in Salt Lake, so thank you for everyone accommodating your schedules and shifting and being here today. And I will just say thank you to the Foundation Board for joining us earlier. That was really lovely to have a chance to meet with them. I do want to just welcome a few folks to our meeting today, particularly Julie Hartley is here from the Board of Higher Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks
we really appreciate you being here. And I think we have online, we've got Heather and Dave, Trustee Peterson and Trustee Mason. Thank you for joining us. And then I also want to welcome our soon-to-be newest trustee member, Trustee Clark Whitworth. Do you want to just introduce yourself really briefly? And before you do, I will say, so Clark had his confirmation hearing this morning right before our lunch and did very well. And so should be, all things go well, should be confirmed by the Senate on Wednesday. So we're glad you're able to join us today.
Clark Whitworth, Aggie all my life. My dad went here. My kids all gone here for or graduated. One's in New York, so it has to be online. And she has. Online. My wife, recent graduate of Utah State, she walked in May, which was a really proud day for
cool.
all of us.
That's
worked in the automotive industry for a long, long time. Also involved in sports and theaters and other things like that. So with the Larry Miller Group on the finance side, and then finished CEO, then I was actually on the board for a year and then was asked to go to Mexico on a church mission. And while I was gone, the Millers sold the Jazz and the Auto Group.
Nobody there to run it anymore.
No, they had great people, but it was, and since we've come back, my sons and I, been in real estate, and we decided to get into the automobile business because the group that bought the Miller Group decided not to continue operating the used car operation, so we acquired that. And my daughter, who ran track up here and graduated from the School of Nutrition, she runs Prime Nutrition, and they're doing very well. So, all in all, I'm just excited to be here, a lot of familiar faces and new faces, and in my short time, I really love the trajectory you guys are on. So.
Thank you so much.
And I don't have to answer any questions this time, do I?
Answered enough for today.
You are required to participate, but we're thrilled to have you, yeah. So thank you so much for being here with us today. We are going to begin our meeting with a closed session, so if I may entertain a motion for that purpose, and if we've signed is prepared to do that, so I'd love to make that motion. I move in accordance with 52-4-205 of the Utah Code that the trustees go into a closed executive session for the sole purpose of discussing the character, professional competence, for physical or mental health of individuals pending or reasonably imminent litigation and the possible sale of real property.
I'll second if I don't have to read it.
Noted. So, motion by Trustee Gagin and second by Trustee Huntsman. Thank you. We would like to excuse everyone for this portion of the meeting. And if Micah and Dave, if you could say.
No roll call vote on your motion.
Oh, yes. Actually, we have to do a roll call vote for this one, so I'm sorry. So I'll just go around. Trustee Gagin.
Aye.
Trustee Hudson.
Here.
Trustee Williams.
Here.
So let me say your name.
Oh.
Trustee Alder.
Here.
Trustee Berry.
Yes, ma'am.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Yep.
And Trustee White.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just, that's a new change there.
That's a brutal one. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Trustee Mason?
Yes. Hi there.
Trustee Peterson.
No worries. We were comparing long haul flights.
Trustee Peterson, I'm assuming that's a yes vote.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Aye.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. The first item on our agenda is
recording in progress.
Sorry. First item on our agenda is an agenda item we have discussed before, which is the sale of real property to Logan for the water tank. You recall we discussed this briefly in our last meeting, but did not have it noticed up for an executive session, and so there were a lot of questions that we couldn't ask in that portion of it. So. Vice President Kelly has been great